when I teach about bridges, I talk about there's this country song that you think is a love song to the person in your mind, but then like the bridge comes along and it sheds new light, and you realize the song's about your puppy dog. And so there's like these spaces that you can be, you can have a lot of fun with these songs. We didn't do that with the worship song yesterday, fortunately, but we did. Basically, what happened then is we read this Psalm 1. We sang Psalm 103 verbatim together, and I don't know. What did you think of that part of the process, Grace? Sorry to put you on the spot.
When we read?
Yeah, when we sang the psalm just to the music.
Yeah, it was uncomfortable but fun.
Uncomfortable but fun. That's typically like the whole workshop. And I heard you guys did a psalmic series this summer, so I thought it would be a fun thing to share that song and maybe share some of the other psalmic songs. Do we have a slide with that song? Maybe I can read the psalm for you as well. Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love, who will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him, for he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. Very encouraging. The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it's gone, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, my soul. It's a long one. But that one has so much beautiful language that could be used to write your own prayer out of, to write your own psalm out of. We kind of keyed in on just the compassionate, loving nature of God as a father. And I feel like what we ended up coming up with was something that was very childlike in its expression. Do you have that slide by chance? Oh, sweet. Let's read this together. I have a father. He's filled with compassion. He's slow to anger. He's gracious when I mess up. He knows that I need just to be with him. He waits, never leaves, wants to be with me. I have a father who's gentle and patient, who holds me in his arms. I have a father who leads me in goodness. He stills my anxious heart. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I'm at peace. I'm at home with you, Father. So I will dance unashamed in your love. I'll remain with you, Father. Like the angels above, I will be joyfully my Father. Let's sing it. I'm going to teach you the chorus, so at least that is ready to go. Goes like this. He knows that I need. He knows that I need just to be with him. He waits, never leaves, wants to be with me. All right, he knows. Go ahead. He knows that I need just to be with him. He waits, never leaves, wants to be with me. One more time. He knows that I need just to be with him. Wants to be with me. Yeah. If you catch it, sing along. If you don't feel like singing along, just treat it like a time of meditation and prayer, maybe. He's crowned me with his love. I have a father who's slow to anger. He's gracious when I mess up. Sing that again. I have a father. I have a father who's filled with compassion. He's crowned me with his love. I have a father who's slow to anger. He's gracious when I mess up. And he knows. He knows that I need just to be with him. He waits, never leaves, wants to be with me. I have a father who's gentle and patient. He holds me in his arms. I have a father who stills my anxious heart. Sing it again. I have a father who's gentle and patient. He holds me in his arms. I have a father who leads me in goodness. He stills my anxious heart. Thank you, Grace. Thank you. Yeah. Oh, man. So fun. So, I wanted to share a song that I wrote out of Psalm 93. And I'll, do we have that also as a slide? Can we pull that up? Oh, yes. Let's read that together. The Lord reigns. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed in majesty and armed with strength. Indeed, the world is established, firm and secure. His throne is established long ago. You are from all eternity. The seas have lifted up. The seas have lifted up. The seas have lifted up their pounding waves. I imagine the process of taking a psalm and writing your own out of that space is kind of like writing like a book review in high school, like trying to write a paragraph, like what is this actually saying? And sometimes words just pour over us when we read it in prayer, and sometimes it's nice to take a deeper look and see what the psalmist is saying or seeing what is speaking to us, right? The word is living and active. So some days one thing might pop out, and some days another might pop out. And the song that ended up coming out of this space is pretty literal. And it's just simply the idea that we're surrounded by greatness in this world. Like, just the earth that we stand on is a miracle, and the air that we breathe is a miracle, and the atmosphere you have in this space, and the ever-expanding universe, and you just think about that stuff, and I can't help but my mind just, it's a wondrous thing, and to think that God, who loves us and who holds us close, made all that, and is greater and deserving of our praise. So that's where this song came out of, and I wanted to share it with you. If you know it, please sing along. It goes like this. Mightier than the thunder, the great waters. Mightier than the breakers of the sea. It's you who stands firm. It's you who is throned in majesty. Mightier than the skies that hold the clouds. Mightier than the heavens high above. It's you who stands firm. It's you who is throned in majesty. All the seas. And all the seas lift up their voices. And the skies on their big drums. Now the rocks cry out your name. Time just stands still. Mightier than the stones that hold the world. Mightier than the rock underneath my feet. It's you who stands firm. It's you who is thrown in majesty. Mightier than the time that marches on. Mightier than the countless centuries. It's you who stands firm. It's you who is throned in majesty. All the seas. All the seas lift up their voices. And the skies on their big drums. Gather up. Thank you, guys. Do you guys normally clap in church? I'm apologizing right now if you're clapping out of turn. I grew up Lutheran in Iowa, and we never clapped in my church, but everyone wanted to. We'd have these special music people come and sing these huge songs, and just never clapped. And then one Sunday, I think I was in 10th grade, this woman sang this crazy song, and there's this person in the other section that just started a slow clap. And it's just like everyone was like, yes. And then like we all clapped from then on in church. I don't think there was a doctrinal difference or anything like that. But it happened. Anyway, sorry. Let's read Psalm 23. This is the next song I wanted to share with you this morning. The Lord is my shepherd. The verse for this song I stole from Psalm 10, which doesn't have representation this morning. I apologize to Psalm 10. It goes, "Arise, O Lord, lift up your," I believe the psalm says, "lift up your hands." I said, "lift up your eyes, don't forget I'm helpless." And this is a song that's made a lot of rounds in different communities and been like a beautiful song for people to sing, but it's a little awkward to admit our helplessness, I think, in our culture. And and I think that that's been a roadblock for some folks to come in that vulnerability and that humility with God, because God does heal and God does strengthen. But it's okay to come to that place where we come before God and we cry out, "Don't forget, I'm helpless." I love this psalm. The promise of green pastures and water is one of my favorite. It's one of my favorite images in Scripture. The section that says, "I will not be in want," can be applied in so many different ways. And so every time I sing this, something else comes to mind that I'm going to stop wanting, that I'm holding with my hands, that's preventing me from holding what God might have for me. And that phrase, that goodness and mercy shall follow me, that God chooses goodness and mercy, that's another one that keys in for me personally. Because a lot of times I'd rather choose self-condemnation. I'd pick apart what I did all week, and God chooses something else. This song goes like this. "Arise, O Lord, lift up your eyes, don't forget I'm helpless. Arise, O Lord, lift up your eyes, don't forget I'm helpless. Arise, O Lord, lift up your eyes, don't forget I'm helpless. Arise, O Lord, lift up your eyes, don't forget I'm helpless. Oh, ye, lead me to water and pasture so green. Oh, ye, pour out your oil and juice. Goodness and mercy for me, oh you. Oh you, lead me to waters and pastures so green. Oh you, pour out your oil and cheese. Goodness and mercy for me. to come up? Thanks.
So I've kind of been personally in a pretty tender place for weeks now, it seems. And we've come to this day where we're coming back to sort of this connection to the Psalms. And these songs have really kind of kept me and exposed even more tenderness in my heart. And it's been a good thing, not bad tenderness, but like a good, hard place to be. In the summertime, when we were exploring the Psalms, we explored them from all different directions. We looked at ones that were of praise and of prayer. We looked at ones that sort of cried out for provision. We looked at some that were like, God, get them, like, wipe out my enemies, you know, in anger and pain and frustration. And one of the things that we kept kind of looping back to is this idea that the Psalms were written by real people. They wrote them because they were going through real things in their lives. And they were the response of these real people going through these real things to the real presence of God, his intervention, his perceived lack of nearness sometimes when they cried out to him. And I want to say out loud before I read a couple more of the songs that we have written together, the Psalms that we have written together, that this really is, for me, the vision of what my role as a pastor is and what the role of a spiritual community called a church is to help us learn how to live our lives, our real lives. Like not pretend lives, not the lives we think we should be living, not the lives we project out to the people around us that they think we're okay or that we're good or we're acceptable, but that we're really who we are, living our real lives in the presence of our real God. And I know we've got another song that Aaron's going to sing with us today, but I want you to just kind of sit in that recognition that if these songs were touching you, it's not just because he's an amazing musician and artist. It's because they're speaking truth to places in your heart and places where you have stepped foot in your real life. And I want you to just recognize that today. It's such a powerful thing to listen in on what Jesus is doing in other people's lives. And how it comes out in the ways that we seek truth and the way that we describe the truth that we found. So there's two psalms that were written recently by people here in our little congregation, and they're very different. And so I'm going to read the first one to you. I'm going to read it twice, and then I just want you to listen, and I want you to pick up what this real person might be going through, and maybe what God's doing in their life in the midst of it, okay? So that's the rules for the next couple of minutes. Here it goes. Praise the Lord, our fortress above, our watchtower in the black of night, our lighthouse in seas of fog, our guiding compass. Use me, O God, as an instrument of your light and love. Save your loved ones from anguish and despair. Shine your light through me, Lord, so that those shrouded in darkness may feel the touch of your saving light and love. Combat the forces of evil. Strike down those who oppose you and wipe out the wicked who harm the broken and disparaged. Draw us nearer towards you, Lord, with your beacon of hope and redeem us through your saving light and love. I'm going to read it one more time. Ask yourself, what is this person going through? Why would they respond in this way? Praise the Lord, our fortress above, our watchtower in the black of night, our lighthouse in seas of fog, our guiding compass. Use me, O God, as an instrument of your light and love. Save your loved ones from anguish and despair. Shine your light through me, Lord, so that those shrouded in darkness may feel the touch of your saving light and love. Combat the forces of evil. Strike down those who oppose you and wipe out the wicked who harm the broken and disparaged. Draw us nearer towards you, Lord, with your beacon of hope, and redeem us through your saving light and love. What did you hear? What did you hear? What's this person going through? Or what have they been through that they're responding in this way? They've been through the valley. What else did you hear? Some despair, or at least some acquaintance with it, like in the valley, right? Yeah, some despair, some in touch with some dark stuff. What else? Some injustice, either to them or they've witnessed it. What else? The renewed heart of God, like they've touched that too. Redeem us with your light and love, right? What else? There's some strong language, some like hard consonants in here, right? Like fortress, watchtower, the black of night, right? Like that's that darkness they've been through. Combat the forces of evil. Strike down those who oppose you, some hard stuff. So they've been through, they've seen some hard stuff. Anybody else see or hear anything else in there? It's a real person. It's been through some real stuff. They're an intercessor. Yeah. Use me, O God, as an instrument. Save your loved ones. Shine your light through me. It's pretty amazing. Did you know... Did you know that this stuff is in you too? That you, maybe not writing what this person wrote, but you've been through some things. As beautiful and lovely as that is, as beautiful and powerful as his words are, right? You have those words in you. You have that beauty and power in you too. All right, last one. And this one's mine. So I'm going to be vulnerable with you and tell you that I wrote this at 12:20 a.m. On my birthday. And it was a pretty rough week the week before, and I was looking at a pretty, like, vigorous, like, exhausting week ahead of me. And this is what came to me. Once more around the sun, your breath sustains me. Your very word fills my lungs. My chest expands with life. Another year has passed. You continue to give me back the years. How often have I laid awake rehearsing my failures, my pain? Surely I could have done more, could have been more. How many times has sleep run from me, fleeing from my faults and my regrets? Often my bones have cried out, bruised from the impact of my past, bending under the burden of my mistakes. But you, O Lord, have held me together with your right hand. You have bound my injured heart and stopped the bleed. Father, you have given me hope and placed me among a people who recognize the bandages you have wrapped me in. You have planted me by their side, a seat with them at your table. I lie awake, overwhelmed by your goodness. You parade their faces across my mind like witnesses in a lineup. They've seen your care for me, and they bless your name. My frame is strengthened by your mercy. Your grace has repaired what was broken. Another year has passed. You continue to give me back the years. My heart flutters with the life you have poured into me. Once more around the sun, your spirit of love sustains me. I'm going to read it one more time. Once more around the sun, your breath sustains me. Your very word fills my lungs. My chest expands with life. Another year is past. You continue to give me back the years. How often have I laid awake rehearsing my failures, my pain? Surely I could have done more, could have been more. How many times has sleep run from me, fleeing from my faults and regrets? Often my bones have cried out, bruised from the impact of my past, bending under the burden of my mistakes. But you, O Lord, have held me together with your right hand. You have bound my injured heart and stopped the bleed. Father, you have given me hope, placed me among a people who recognize the bandages you have wrapped me in. You have planted me by their side, a seat with them at your table. I lie awake, overwhelmed by your goodness. You parade their faces across my mind like witnesses in a lineup. They have seen your care for me, and they bless your name. My frame is strengthened by your mercy. Your grace has repaired what was broken. Another year has passed. You continue to give me back the years. My heart flutters with the life you have poured into me. Once more around the sun, your spirit of love sustains me. What'd you hear? What stood out to you? What can you tell about my life from those words? God's been faithful to me, restoring, renewing, and redeeming me. Amen. What else? What else stands out? What can you tell about me? There's regrets, for sure. There's transformation. Doubt. What else? Broken, but beautiful. Thank you. Anything else? Some restoration going on. Yeah. I told you I've been in this pretty tender place, and it's really easy for me to be kept awake at night by all of those regrets and all that pain and all of those opportunities that maybe I don't think I handled right or I missed or I messed up. And I was literally in that mode all evening, all day and all evening leading up to this moment where God began to parade your faces past me in the middle of the night. And I was just overwhelmed with a sense of gratitude. And I mean like overwhelmed, like when you're driving and you get to this like Montana or Nebraska where you're in the biggest like open space you've ever been in your life and the sky is huge. That's how overwhelmed I was feeling that evening. And I realized that I was no longer being kept awake by my pain and my regret, right, and the missed opportunities, but I was being kept awake with this overwhelming sense of gratitude and joy and really just thanksgiving for being here and being among you. I'm a real person, and my life is very real, like yours, with all of the ups and downs and a lot of the same pressures, a lot of the same brokenness. And I'm grateful to be able to stand in front of you and say that he's so good, that he's at work renewing me, repairing me, and I hope I have many more nights where I'm kept awake by his goodness. That's what I wanted to share with you today. Now, our friend Heather has been working out some truth on this multimedium board over here, and she's going to tell us what truth she's been expressing through this image.
So, if I stand over here, can you see? Okay. This is a privilege for me to share with you. It's the first time I've done a live painting in front of anyone. And it's also the first time I've painted anything this large. So it's something that over the past week, since Shauna sent me a specific song that Aaron's going to be finishing with, that I've been meditating on and thinking about and praying through. And it's his song, Bright Star, that he pulls a lot from Psalm 42. And as I was painting, actually, as I started meditating on both the psalm and the song, listening to it, I just got a picture of waves and mountains that represent good and hard things. Because I think I look at the words in this psalm, deep calls to deep at the roar of your waterfalls, and your breakers and your waves have crashed over me. And sometimes that feels really good, and sometimes it feels awful. And so the ideas that went into this were a mixture, and living in the tension, but also getting to the point where we elevate our gaze so that our eyes are fixed on Him, and that puts everything else into perspective. I also usually do more abstract things, so I was curious, as I was painting, and I started to scribble over this painting, did that make any of you uncomfortable? I just wanted to bring that up, because I used to tell myself that I couldn't do art because straight lines and keeping things in boxes is not my favorite thing. And so let this just be an encouragement to any of you who think, in whatever sense, whether it's art or anything else, if the Lord's calling you to exercise in some way, He may be calling you into places where the lines are not straight and there's scribbles and things that you don't like, but he uses everything for beauty and for His glory.
That's pretty easy to sing. It goes like this. I will lean my head so I can see. I will lean my heart to You. I will set my eyes on You. I will set my gaze on You. Sing that together. I will lift my head so I can see. I will lift my heart to You. I will set my eyes on You. I will set my gaze on You. Is a bright star, my eyes are set upon, and the rest the night sky waited for my dawn. I'm not sad anymore, my eyes are on You. Joy is a tall tree, my sight is set upon, and the rest the forest will wait until I'm strong. I'm not sad anymore, my eyes are on You. I will lean my head so I can see. I will lean on You. I will say is a deep sea, my thoughts are soaking in, and the rest of the waters fill me to the brim. I'm not sad anymore, my eyes are on you. Life is a mountain, my dreams are resting on, and the rest of the earth will rise to sing my song. I'm not sad anymore, my eyes are on you. And I will leave my head so I can see. I will leave my heart to you. I will say my eyes on you. I will say my gaze on you. So why are you so downcast? Oh, my soul, why would you be so sad? Put your hope in him and sing this song. Lift your eyes, your hands, your heart so strong. Why were you so downcast? Oh, my soul, why is he so sad? Put your hope in and sing this song. Lift your eyes, your hands, your heart so strong. Let's sing that chorus one more time. I will lift. I will leave my head so I can see. I will leave my heart to you. I will say my eyes on you alone. I will say my gaze on you.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I've been so blessed just by the merging of all these gifts and expressions of the Psalms and how we feel about God and we're interacting with Him. And Aaron, I actually want you to come. I didn't tell you, but I want to pray over you.